We'll turn to agenda item 11, the enforcement report. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As usual, we have the enforcement report with the table of violations attached, what the a few comments about the violations, the regional board action. And then in the first page of the staff report, we've just listed the notices of violation that have gone out during this reporting period. And Harvey Packard is our enforcement coordinator and can hopefully answer any questions that you have.
Dr. Wolf.
An observation, Mr. Briggs, that again on this report, we have several incidents of spills due to what appears to be electrical or mechanical failure of equipment, specifically pump station failures. And this shows in several locations, so I think it points again to the importance of, as part of ENPDS permits, to assure that proper operation and maintenance of the electrical and mechanical infrastructure, you know, be done in accordance to industry standards, since some of these cases perhaps could have been avoided.
Yes, and for the rest of the board members' information, everybody else for that matter, Dr. Wolf was gracious to offer to assist us with assisting with updating the standard provisions for the NPDS permits and providing information from his work in industry and power stations in particular. And so Harvey Packard and I got together with Dr. Wolf, and Harvey's drafted changes to the standard provisions, and I think, are they out for public comment?
Not quite yet.
Okay, and then we soon, and then we'll have those before the board in probably the fall or late fall, something like that. So thank you for your assistance on that.
Welcome.
So we'll be incorporating reference to ANSI standards for electrical equipment, mechanical equipment.
Johnston.
Yeah, the notice of violation to San Gerardo Bullet Ranch's Spartan Ranch caught my eye just because we've seen a lot of folks from the community of San Gerardo around water quality issues. Is there any nexus between that, or is it just a common name?
There is a nexus. This is Harvey Packard. The Bullet Ranch is one of the ranches that is contiguous to the San Gerardo property, and we issued requirements to several of those ranches because of the known water quality problems in the area, asking for information about nitrate application and nitrate loading. And they have all submitted information. This particular notice of violation was because that particular ranch was late in reporting some information. They have now complied and have submitted everything that we have asked for. So we're looking at that information and the other ranches there to try to determine what improvements can be made to hopefully rectify the loading in the area.
Thank you.
Follow-up question on that?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't able to find the San Gerardo as a row in this matrix. Is it in this matrix, or is it just on that list?
No, the list of notices of violation does not necessarily correspond to the violations.
Okay, so this list of six or seven violation notices includes cases that may be on this matrix and others that may not, that are not?
That's true,
And in the San Gerardo case, why is it not, if it's not? I just didn't see it.
Well, it could be because the violation, if you look at the dates in the table, applies to February 1st through March 31st. The notices of violation is a slightly different time period, March 1st through April 30th, so it might have been no overlap there.
Okay. Thank you.
A question about the city of Santa Barbara.
Yep.
I don't think I recall seeing so many listed incidences for the city in a long time, but it looks like there's a whole slew of them related to maybe this problem with the filamentous bacteria.
Right. Yes, and the good news is that they aren't spills, which is what we mostly see in this report from the city of Santa Barbara. Apparently, they did have some issues with the biological processes at the plant for, I think it's a pretty limited time period. It goes from March 7th through March
20th,
somewhere in there. So that happens occasionally at these wastewater treatment plants. They don't rely on biological processes where something gets a little bit out of whack and they run afoul of a particular requirement.
Right. I mean, these weren't spills, but these were discharge effluent violations. This is a discharge getting into the ocean.
Yes.
That's exceeding receiving water, well, effluent standards for bacteria.
Yes. Though we rank them class 3, as you recall from our discussion last time, meaning that they were not really, they're rather insignificant violations.
Okay. Any other board questions, Dr. Wolf?
Yeah, I noticed since I've been on the board, which is now about 18 months, that we do have in some case, you know, repeated violation in certain locations. And when we look at the report, it basically looks at a window, in this case, of a month. And, you know, you do have this database entered in a computer program. And I was wondering to help staff from having to every time address issues with the same facility, if there was a way to go back and look at reports, say, for the last 12 months, 24 months, and see who are the repeated concerns and being able to focus on those in order to relieve staff from every time having to address issues. So some of these seems to be reoccurring. I see exactly the same violation or description as what has occurred, for example, a year ago. And that requires a lot of staff time to address, document, you know, discussion. So is there a mechanism to, you know, look at the 80-20, so to speak, where, you know, you do have 20% of the parties that represent 80% of the violations?
Yes, we do look at it that way. The table here shows every violation, basically, that our permitted facilities report to us, and some that we find and some that get reported from other areas. And we have an entry in our database for every violation. Periodically, on a regular basis, we look at those violations. We rank every one of them. We put them in that class, 1, 2, or 3. And then periodically, we look at all of them and rank them in priority and determine which ones we're going to follow up with more formal action. As part of that, we not only look at the individual violations, but we look at the facilities and are able to see repeat offenders. And so that enters into our prioritization process where maybe the individual violations themselves aren't a lot of serious ones, but in aggregate, it shows that there's something wrong with the facility, and we can follow up on it that way.
Right, because my point was looking at the cumulative effect.
Right.
You know, you may have class 3, which is not as significant as a class 2, but if class 3 shows up every other month, it has a cumulative effect.
Right. Right. Yeah, and we look at that.
Thank you.
Okay, Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. Along the same lines, just a update on California Men's Colony. I note that we are anticipating that they're making some upgrades to their system. I note that in other cases where we see problems and we understand that they're in the process of upgrading or changing their system out, in the case of San Juan Bautista, for example, we have a date, 2012. We know they're online for some changes that they hope to accomplish by 2012. We know Monarch Grove, which is another small system that has consistent problems, that they're trying to just make do until the Los Osos wastewater system comes online. But with Men's Colony, I don't see a date there. Do we have any idea of when their UV treatment is going to come online?
We do. I don't know what it is, but I know that maybe Sheila does. If it's not in construction, it's at least out to bid. Out to bid.
Okay. That's good news. But do we have a date for when they feel they're going to have it online?
We can make sure that we include that if it shows up again in the table.
Okay.
I don't know what it is off the top of my head.
Yeah, that would be good. And that would be, I think, throughout this report, when we know that there is a process underway for changing the operation through new technology, et cetera, that would be good to know. Second, just observation is I note that the column marked Regional Board Action is totally blank this time. Is there a change going on there?
Nothing conscious. Again, this is a through March 31st, so any actions that were taken more recently don't show up yet. So it doesn't mean there won't be action taken. I didn't look at everyone to see the severity of all of them. There will probably be some MMPs resulting from some of these violations or maybe other actions that will be taken.
It just seems like maybe that column just got dropped out. I mean, it's blank through the whole report. So I know that there are actions underway that would normally fill that cell. So maybe take a look at what happened to that file.
The only thing that wasn't any conscious decision, but it does get affected by staff's ability to update the database.
Sure, absolutely.
That's becoming more and more of an issue.
Mm. Okay. I think the comments, do fill you in on where we are with it, or staff decision is ranking the priority of it. That definitely helps, and maybe that priority ranking could go into that column. So at a glance, we can see where it falls. So maybe just sort the information a little differently so it's easier to spot the really high-priority actions that staff is working on.
Okay. I can't guarantee we can make that change, but that is a good idea, just have a separate column with the class.
Well, under Regional Board Action, just use that column already.
Well,
no?
That is specific. I mean, we use
okay.
that to count specific actions.
Okay. Okay. All right, I understand. Put it on the list. Let's see if a good intern walks in the door and can help make that change for us.
All right.
Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the same note of just causing trouble, Harvey, Dr. Wolf's comments make sense to me, too. And so on the list, I'm just wondering if you could actually show columns on this that show what it was a class 1, 2, 3 column,
mm-hmm.
and just adds up by entity a period of time with how many violations were in that, if that's 12 months, if that's 24 months. So then you could just look at the column, and if the penal colony has got 37 class 1s, 30 class 2s, 40 class 3s in the last 12 months, it's really easy to see. Somebody might want to say, well, what's going on there? And if it's somebody who's just infrequently on there, it would show infrequently. And I hate giving suggestions like that because I know it's just staff time and technology, but that could also be on the list and be interesting too.
That would be interesting.
I mean, if you're looking for space, there's so few. There seemingly is so few counties involved that you could probably just have a guide on there and start numerically numbering counties. And cut down on the width and just show a numerical value for a county and have a guide on the bottom of each page.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Okay. Seeing no more hands raised, thank you, Mr. Packard.
Thank you.
So we will take a quick 10-minute break before we resume, and we will launch into agenda item 12, conditional waiver of waste discharge requirements, timber harvest program, Santa Cruz County, when we return about 10 minutes.